If you look at kids, one thing that you'll notice is, like when a little kid walks across the floor, he usually walks like either mom or dad. And certain little faces that they make are usually like mom or dad, and certain things they say are like mom and dad. And what that lets you know is that we learn everything that we do. The way we do it, the way we don't do it, so on and so forth. And then, as has been pointed out, we go through this real rebellious time where, however mom did it, that's exactly the way I'm not going to do it. And then we grow up and we get married. And then this thing happens, it's real horrifying, a part of our old man. We suddenly become our parent. Whichever role, we may not have the kids yet, but we're suddenly playing our mother, and our spouse is suddenly become our father, and we're acting out this role that we had seen. We've been kind of like the audience while we were growing up, and mom and dad were on stage, and all of a sudden this is the only way that we know how to respond to someone, is the way that we've seen. And so now I'm playing that role. I didn't think of myself as being like mom, but I'm saying the same things. I'm acting the same way. I'm pouting, or I'm slamming a door, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that. Well, one of the things that God tells us is when we come in here, you draw a line, and everything that happened before you came in here, for the most part, was spirits. He doesn't say that to condemn us. He says that to make us question our images, to make us start to look at some things that we may have assumed were right on, that that's the way you deal with the child, or that's the way you deal with the spouse, because that's the way my mom did it. That's the way my dad did it. But God wants us to question those things. If our dad's method of discipline was to give a kid a dirty look, is that really the way we want to discipline our child, to glare at them? Is that really conveying what we want to convey to that child? If one of our parents' way of dealing with the spouse when I don't get my way was to pout, is that really the method that I want to use? Do I want to assume that that was correct just because it's part of my programming? Well, no, God says start to question all those things. Start to break down all of those images, because all of those images were evil spirits. Oftentimes in a relationship between people, in a track one depth of spirit, it's a lot like the orchestra playing. Only the conductor is an evil angel in the other dimension, and usually more than one. He taps his little baton, and so-and-so says this. And then so-and-so responds over here. And then it's the other one. And then it's your turn now to argue. And on it goes. And neither of the two human beings are getting any benefit, no life from that, but the evil angel is just sucking it right up, living off all that life. Our job here, Paul said, know ye not that ye shall judge angels? How much more than things that pertain to this life? So this is part of our job, is to be able to handle our relationships with our children and with our spouses righteously, lovingly, kindly, to break down the old images that really separate and divide people, and also remember that we're fighting something, and it's not our spouse, and it's not our kid. It's the evil angels that are manipulating them, manipulating us, and he's the one that's trying to get the life from it. So those other people are never our enemy. It's this invisible conductor on the other dimension that's calling the shots until we get our discernment and our grace and everything else in operation and know how to stop him, not them, him.